My friends, do miracles still happen? No, they don't. So, video's over. Just kidding about that one. Yes, they do. They happen all the time. You probably know from this channel that I totally believe in miracles, but we don't often hear about them. And if they do happen to us, we're often, because of their intimate nature, we don't share them with other people. Well, in today's video, I want to share the miraculous and powerful power of intercessory prayer. Check it out in today's video. My friends, let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we entrust to you this time that we may grow in your grace, be inspired by the testimony of other people, and that we also may grow in love with the gift of prayer that you have given us through your Son, Jesus. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, this is a channel Uniquely Mary. My name is Alvaro. It is a joy to be here with you. And as you know, I work as a therapist. And then whenever I am able to, I make these videos, which is such a joy. Maybe one day this will be my full-time job. So I love sharing the faith, spreading the faith. And in my work as a therapist, I often encounter people of faith that come to get help. And they usually use their faith as a tool, as an instrument to overcome whatever they are going through. So today's testimony, my client gave me permission to share it, and I am so excited to talk about it. But before we go on, if you love this channel, please subscribe, hit the like button. If you'd like to support me in any way, monthly, you can be a Patreon patron or through my small Etsy shop. Check it out and support me any way you can, certainly through your prayers, and know that I am praying for you. So, this is a story. So, my client came to me because he wanted help with OCD that he was struggling with. Now, for those of you that don't know, OCD is experienced as these intrusive thoughts, and then the person is so stirred up by them that they seek to have some sort of compulsion in order to gain some sort of assurance or security to deal with that uncertainty. What do these thoughts sound like? Sometimes they're very simple, like, what if I didn't wash my hands enough? What if I didn't lock the door? What if I didn't do this? What if I'm a bad person? What if I'm going to hurt someone? And to answer that question that their mind is presenting to them, they have some sort of compulsion. For instance, they may wash their hands for 30 minutes until they feel good enough, like they've washed good enough, or they may check something, or they may seek reassurance from other people, they may research things. They often do something very repeatedly, and then that whole cycle of obsession and compulsion can take a long time, up to all day long, and as short as 30 minutes to an hour a day, depending on this person. So he came to me seeking help for this, and we did the typical treatment, which is exposure and response prevention. He worked hard, he put into practice the things that we talked about, and he got better. We lost track because he got better, so we started meeting less frequently. The OCD started coming back. And when you have OCD, you experience it as if someone is here just whispering these thoughts over and over again. So he became really depressed that he had kind of this fallback into the OCD, because it could be very distressful, very anxiety provoking. He became very distressed. Some of the OCD thoughts began taking on a suicidal quality. Now, that could be something that people also go through, where they ask themselves, what if I'm gonna commit suicide? What if I am never gonna get rid of this OCD? And they don't know, is this depression or is this OCD? And that's where it can get really tricky and really dicey. Well, he started getting some serious suicidal thoughts for a series of weeks. He was seeking help, getting support from friends, from his wife, and it got really bad. There was a point where he was thinking, you know, I would just be better if maybe something like a truck hit me or someone killed me, and perhaps I'm even open to overdosing on pills or something like that. He began asking God to help him, obviously, but to take his life or to forgive him if he took his own. He saw that he was in a really bad place and he reached out to his wife. And at that point, he checked into a mental hospital that he was able to get some help. Often when you go to these hospitals, they usually take you from where you're at to good enough to leave. So they don't usually solve all the problems. So it's complicated. You get help, but it's not always this amazing experience. So he came out a little bit better and he was fine for a little bit. And then it got worse again. All while this is happening, his wife is reaching out to these prayer groups, many prayer groups, his family, certain friends that they knew, church ladies, etc., along with her own intercession. And they began praying and praying and praying. And he said that one day, about a week ago, he woke up, and that day he began having kind of like these temptations to begin Googling the pills and how many pills you need to take to commit suicide. And he had this moment where he could have chosen to give in, or he could have simply refused to give in to those thoughts. And that was a moment of grace. He chose, no, I'm not going to start going down that rabbit hole. I'm not going to look this up. I don't want to go down that route. Some moments after that, he said that he felt like the thoughts just lifted. And then at the end of the day, after he finished with work, he felt like he had had an amazing day, and he realized, oh my gosh, like I haven't had these thoughts all day long. He went home, told his wife, and she said, praise God, I've been asking these prayer groups to intercede for you. About a week later, the thoughts are completely gone, except for an occasional thought, kind of like how you and I might have. And he knew that that moment of grace was a moment of miraculous healing. When he told me that, I told him, hey, can I share this story online? Because it just was so awesome. Now, for those of you that have had issues with mental health, you know how hard it is. You know how much work you have to do. You know that even with medications, it's not always easy, and they don't always solve the problem. So we see that it's really, really complicated. So you know that this story, how difficult it is to come by a miracle like this. And these are the things that I learned. First of all, he did his part. He had his moments where he really struggled. And in different moments, he refused to give in. And he did the work that he could do, which was at least not giving into the thoughts, along with continuing some of the therapy. These other people were praying and praying and praying. And his wife was doing the work of seeking out more and more people to intercede for him. He was in such a bad place that he couldn't ask for help. She did that for him. And then, of course, God came in and granted them this miracle. We could learn a lot from this, that even when we are in difficult situations, we can take our steps to not give in to the enemy. Go to therapy, refuse those thoughts, reject those temptations, reject them in the name of Jesus. But we often have to ask other people to pray for us because we simply can't. We get help from therapists. We have people reach out to prayer groups, having faith that God will hear their prayers, and then being patient and waiting. Another thing that I learned from this is something really that I was really reminded of, that I've always known, is that mental health issues, like many things, are biological, psychological, but they're also spiritual. So just because someone is having mental issues doesn't mean that we can't take spiritual means for healing. In fact, in today's reading, if you're Catholic, the readings for today's Mass, Jesus gives authority to his disciples to cast out demons and to heal. And we as baptized Christians have that authority in us. Yes, for sure, we need to seek out doctors and therapists and medication, because God gave us that. We should also seek out prayer and faith and ask God to give us the gift of intercession, that our prayers may be effective in healing other people, that we may grow in our own faith, that God will hear our persistent, humble prayers. My friends, I hope this video inspires you to pray for other people, that it also inspires you to get help if you need help, to reach out to others, to help you through therapy, help you through intercession. and you do that also on behalf of other people. Thank you so much for joining me in today's video. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.